At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Welcome to Shawnee's Prayer Podcast, Season 3, Episode 20. You can find this podcast on various platforms, including YouTube at Inspirations by God Ministry. Please take the time to listen, download, subscribe, like, comment, and share it with someone else. And as always, I start my prayer off with a blessed scripture coming from Romans chapter 5, verse 9. Much more than being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, I just want to say thank you. I want to say thank you, Father God, for this day. Thank you for this opportunity to be able to come back unto thee, Father God, to pray one more time. Father God, thank you for the opportunity to come before thy throne of grace, Father God. Thank you, Father God, that we know you in the pardon of our sin. Thank you, Father God, that we know when we pray that you incline your ear to our every prayer, Father God. We know when we pray that you listen, Father God, and you don't just listen, Father God, but you react to our prayers, Father God. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that when we come to you, Father God, to pray to you by faith, when we come to you to pray to you with faith, and when we come to you to pray to you in faith, Father God, you don't just incline your ear, Father God, but you move, Father God, on our behalf, Father God. Whatever we need you to do, Father God, whatever miracle we need you to perform, whatever blessing we need you to send, Father God, whatever healing we need to receive in our bodies, Father God, whatever deliverance, Father God, that we need, whatever bondage that needs to be broken, whatever shackle that needs to be broken, whatever, Father God, in the name of Jesus, weapon that's trying to form against us, Father God, that needs to be stopped, Father God. We know that you have the power. We know that you have the authority, Father God, to put everything under your feet, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We know, Father God, that there's nothing too hard for you, Father God. We know, Father God, that there's nothing you can't do, Father God. We know there's no way that you cannot make, Father God. We know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, only you can turn situations around, Father God. Lord God, only you can cause a scrambled egg to be unscrambled, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Only you can put an egg right back into its shell, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I come and ask you, Father God, to move on behalf of your people, Father God, on today. Lord God, we were created in your image, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We were created in your likeness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. So that means we each have good on the inside of us, Father God. But it's up to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, who we're feeding, Father God. Whether we're feeding our spiritual man, Father God, or whether we're serving our flesh, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, help us just feed our spirits on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to draw closer to thee on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. There's so much that's going on in this world, Father God. There's so much that's happening, Father God, that can keep people distracted, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that can keep people depressed, Father God, that can keep people, Father God, filled with anxiety and filled with fear, Father God. But we're going to have faith over fear, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We're going to have faith in the Almighty God. We're going to have faith in Jesus Christ. We're going to have faith in the Holy Spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we know, Father God, that if we have faith in the Trinity, and we have faith in the triune Godhead, Father God, we know, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that fear does not have any place in our hearts. Fear has no place in our minds. Fear has no place in our soul or spirit, Father God. I pray that you will cast out all fear, Father God, by your mighty hand, oh God, in the name of Jesus. fear of rejection, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Fear of not being good enough, Father God. Fear of not getting married, Father God. Fear of not being able to become a parent, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Fear of not prospering, Father God. Fear of not succeeding, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Fear of not doing right all the time, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Fear of just living life, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Fear of disappointing people, Father God. Fear of disappointing you, Father God. Fear of disappointing ourselves, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I come on in the name of Jesus on today, asking your Father God that you will turn the fear into faith, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to have faith, Father God, not only in you, but help us to have faith in ourselves, confidence in ourselves, that knowing that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So I come before thy throne of grace, for there is no other God that we know, Father God, for you are the sovereign God. You are the omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent God. You are El Shaddai. You are Elohim, oh God. You are Jehovah, oh God. You are Yahweh, Father God. You are Yeshua, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Lord God, I thank you, Father God, for being mighty, oh God. I thank you for being our strong tower, Father God. Thank you for being our refuge, oh God. Thank you for being our shelter in a time of storm, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. So I pray on today that we will walk by faith, that we will live by faith. For the word of God says the just shall live by faith. So help us to live by faith. Help us to speak by faith. Help us to think by faith. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, when fear try to creep up on us, oh God, that we would turn that fear into faith. Say, devil, you are a liar. Get thee behind me. I will not fear on today. I will have faith in the Almighty God. I will have faith in the one who holds my tomorrow in his hand. I will have faith in the one who sits on the throne, who sits up high and looks down low. I will have faith in God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, that you will allow us to have faith on today. Faith over fear, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I just pray in the name of Jesus, Father God, that we will tackle everything that we need to tackle by faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God, someone may be grieving on today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that you will touch their hearts, touch their minds, touch their spirits, touch their pain, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You see those in despair, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You see those who are contemplating doing wrong, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You see those who are contemplating doing harm to other people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, Father God. I pray that it will not succeed, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for everyone that's making other people's lives difficult on their jobs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Whether it's another co-worker, whether it's a manager, Father God, I pray that you will bring them down to submission, Father God. I pray that you will bring those people under the feet of your people, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Everyone, Father God, who's causing other people, Father God, to have a hard time at work. Adults, Father God, who are bullying other adults. Children who are bullying other children, Father God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, I pray, Father God, that you will allow us not to be deceived, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So many people think so many different ways, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. But I pray that you will allow us to think the right way. Help us to believe in the right things, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to love the right way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us to have compassion the right way, Father God. Help us to have long suffering the right way, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to have kindness, joy, and peace the right way, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So I just pray on today, Father God, that you will continue continue to give us the strength that we need. I pray that you continue to lift us up by faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will put fear under our feet, Father God. Allow us to dust it off, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Allow us to shake fear off, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus, to be strong in our faith, Father God. Help us to be steadfast in our faith. Help us to be unmovable in our faith, Father God. Help us to be anchored in our faith, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, that fear cannot creep in, Father God, that the enemy can't creep in, oh God. Help us to stay tight with you, Father God. Help us to be tight, Father God, like Gorilla Glue, Father God. Allow our relationship with you to be tight like that, Father God. So tight, Father God, that the enemy can't seep in, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Help us, Father God, to be glued down, Father God, on every corner, Father God, and you, Father God. Allow there to be no seeping at the edges, Father God. Don't allow there to be any puckering around the edges, Father God, in the middle, Father God, around the seams, Father God. But allow us to be fully, Father God, connected. Help us to be fully tight with you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. And Lord, I just want to say thank you. 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 I thank you, Father God, that we're going to choose to have faith over fear, regardless of the situation, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of what we may go through, regardless of what may come against us, Father God, we are going to choose to stand in faith and to have faith and not fear. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I pray you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. And God bless you. May heaven smile upon you is my prayer. And don't forget to have faith over fear.